And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, filmmaker Jason Wilson. He is the writer, director, producer of a new documentary called Troublemaker. Troublemaker is the story of an Atlanta-based pop culture personality. Some of you may know of him, may know him personally. Phantom Troublemaker. Jason spent a year following this podcast host, Dragon Con panel moderator, toy expert, movie fan, writer, wrestling announcer, family man, and all-around good guy on his adventures of dorkery. It also won a Telly Award as well as a Gold Award from the Spotlight Documentary Film Awards. Jason, thank you so much for coming in the studio today. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm loving that Bonnie Tyler, you know, started the show off.
Yeah.
It got me in the mood. I'm ready now.
You're jazzed. You're ready to go.
I wasn't sure until I heard that. I was like, yep, this is where I need to be at this moment.
Yeah, right now. The coffee's flowing this morning. Jason said that, you know, he's very happy that we got some coffee going. He didn't sleep much.
Mm-mm.
But you know what? We're jazzed and excited to talk about his documentary, Troublemaker. And he's from Carrollton. We were going to get into that, definitely. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk a little bit about what brought him here to this point and also about where you can see Troublemaker. It's going to be at the South Georgia Film Festival on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Valdosta State University. So why don't we just get right into it. Jason, tell us about the road that brought you to this place right now. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I was a West Georgia student. Went into the Mass Comm program, and I think anybody that lives in the city probably has Channel 13, the West Georgia student channel, and they had a news program. They still have a news program, I believe. I was the first class that did that, and I always loved film, always loved documentary, but the news thing kind of bit me, but I didn't like the idea of being in news necessarily. But it lent itself to my love of documentaries, and that's kind of what I've pursued over the years. I still live here, never left Carrollton, love it here, and I live here, work in Atlanta, and work in film and television and anything else that's going on. I'd worked on a documentary, I guess, back in 2012 I began. It was a punk rock documentary called Stopper, The Rise and Fall of the Bastard Squad. And it was a pretty heavy film because it follows a punk band that had brushes with greatness but never quite made it. They kind of fall victim to drugs, heroin, things like that.
As a punk band, it's required
band,
to do.
Yes, I mean, it is a rule. It is. But the film ends with the singer is sentenced to 20 years in prison. The guitarist dies. That happened during production. So this is a pretty heavy ending. This is an emotionally taxing film. So when we got to the end of this thing, I was like, you know what? I think doing this documentary was a part of wanting to do something for myself, not for clients. You know, it's mine. I take ownership. And I kind of had this feeling of, well, I got that out of my system. I'm drained after this experience. So I think I'm done. I'm not doing anything else. But kind of quickly after, I got new editing software. I'd been working on the same software for 16 or 17 years. I got a new camera that, you know, they're all the same, but I needed to do something longer format to really learn the software, really learn the camera. And I thought, okay, I'll do one more thing. But this one has to be the antithesis of that one. This has to be fun and lighthearted. And that's kind of how I got in the mix with Dave. He was somebody I knew through social media and things like that. I'd kind of watched his misadventures of dorkery, I think he said. And I decided it'd be kind of fun to follow him, specifically for Dragon Con. That was kind of the original idea, was I'm just going to follow him at Dragon Con, watch, you know, I'd taken my son there. And, you know, as a parent taking their kid to Dragon Con, it's not quite as much fun as it appeared to be for him and his friends that were going. I thought it'd be neat to follow him for a weekend. But Dragon Con had literally just happened when I called him. and we had a year to go. And I said, well, why don't we build your character? Why don't we explain who you are? And slowly it just became a thing of, why don't I just follow you for a whole year? Let's watch what a normal guy who has a mortgage and a family and children, all these things, and then wears a luchador mask to go out and be a wrestling commentator or, you know, host
any of the other 17 things
right.
that he does.
He does so much. And I thought it would be fun just to follow him for a year. And that's what we did.
So I wanted to take a step back. So how did you first become aware of a Phantom Troublemaker?
He was a friend of a friend. I kind of knew of him, and again, we bumped into each other at a local band that we had mutual friends that were in the band, and we just kind of hung out together all night, and you know, if friend requests went back and forth and all that kind of stuff, and it was just kind of that. That was it. You know, we were just, you know, you like his post and he comments on mine. And at some point when I did the punk rock documentary, he had interviewed me for his podcast. And, you know, that kind of established a little bit deeper connection.
A plug for his podcast, Needful Things podcast,
yes.
Where he talks about toys, movies, music, whatever.
Yep. That's his collection of toys is immense. Like, I've got, we were talking before we started, I've got a little bit of a dork in me too. But he puts my dork to shame. Like, I thought, I have like a little shelf that goes around my basement that has all these toys and stuff on it. I thought, well, that's neat. Look at that. And the first time I went to his house and looked at his stuff, it was like, wow, this guy, like, I asked him, like, if the house is burning down, like, do you save the family or the toys first? Because, I mean, like, this is, you've got quite an investment here. Of course, he said the family.
Yeah, for sure.
But he might have said it with a wink, though. I don't recall, you know.
I think that really his answer would be like, why not both? There has
why
to be
not
a way.
Both? I mean, there's got to be a way to save both.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, and when you watch the documentary, if you're listening, please check out the documentary, whether you check it out online or come to the film festival. Yeah, I mean, he has like his own, his basement is pretty much his, you know, his personal man cave. He's just got, whereas Jason has like one shelf of toys, this guy's got like, you know, seven layers deep. They go all the way around the house. And he has his podcast there. And, you know, he has his film festivals there. You know, like you guys are watching movies and hanging out, anything from horror to old sci-fi. So this guy, you know, you met at the concert, he really just sort of piqued your interest, and the rest is history. You
yeah,
know?
He's a fascinating character, and I had no idea when I met him. I didn't know about the luchador mask. And I think that that's, we probably should have led with that. This guy wears a luchador mask to do all these events. Let's not bury the lead here. The man wears a mask. Let's be clear. Yeah. All right, so I had no idea the level of almost theatrics to what he does, because he's just a normal, nice guy. But, you know, he kind of comes alive once he puts on his little outfit and puts on the mask and everything. He's fascinating. He's really good at what he does. And he was a lot of fun to just hang out with and watch.
And I think something that makes, as you mentioned, this is the antithesis of the sort of heartbreaking punk rock documentary. It's like, you know, his drive is to make people happy. His drive is to entertain.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like I can't imagine that this guy has like a negative bone in his body. Like everything is fun and happy and positive. Like we're going to just have a lot of laughs. We're going to have, let's just do a game show at Dragon Con, or let's just have this, film a commentary, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, I think that that's something that really shines through in the documentary, is that this is a guy you couldn't, he's scary when you see him, because he's like 6'4", big bearded guy, you know, piercings and then tattoos, and then you get to know him and he's just a big teddy bear, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, absolutely. He's funny because he can be infuriating in that way, because he is so sweet and so nice that he doesn't particularly like to deliver bad news. So sometimes if he's not on board with whatever it is that you're doing or whatever, he won't just come out and say it. He just kind of passive aggressively, you know, blows you off.
Sure. And,
there were moments leading up to the climax of the film is Dragon Con. As we mentioned, we were kind of leading up to that. And the climax is his game show. He does a giant game show on Saturday night at Dragon Con. And I stopped getting messages telling me where to show up for the rehearsals and things like that. And he wouldn't text back and things like that. And I think he just got so deep in the preparation part of it that he started jettisoning the excess stuff that wasn't needed. I need to finish my game show. That's that. But instead of answering me, he just didn't answer at all. Yeah. You know, just instead of, look, I don't have time to deal with you. I really need to get this done. I just didn't hear from him. And that was kind of the way that I think that's kind of him. He's just so nice. He doesn't want to hurt your feelings or anything. And I learned a lot from him through this process because I can be pretty judgy when it comes to movies and music, things like that. And I kind of learned by watching him that, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, just don't say it.
And it kind of ties in with his, I don't know if listeners, if you're not familiar with the concept of gatekeeping, it's when you have something that people are into, whether it be a hobby or whether it be a film series or something, gatekeeping is when you feel that you know more than other people. And if someone wears a shirt from that and they're like, I bet you don't even know the names of all the characters, that's gatekeeping.
Right.
And it's really negative.
Right.
And you know, Phantom Troublemaker makes a point to mention at the beginning of the documentary, he doesn't want that negativity. He's not going to be a gatekeeper of fandom. He wants everybody to be happy, so much so that it's to his detriment. You know, yeah. he's not going to really directly address something.
Right. And he even, I think the quote is something along the lines of, I don't care if you know what an X-Wing fighter is or not. You're a Star Wars fan because you like Star Wars, because you like the movies. It doesn't matter to me if you know the characters' names or any of that kind of stuff. There's no need for all that. You are a fan by virtue of the fact that you enjoy this. And we don't have to sit here and, you know, trade blows about who knows more or anything like that. It doesn't matter. You like it. Therefore, that's cool. And that's what separates him from a lot of the other nerd types. I mean, he's deeply immersed in the whole nerd culture thing. And I think that kind of separates him a little bit is his level of acceptance.
Excellent. Well, we're going to be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. We're going to talk a bit more about the documentary and about the upcoming film festival, the South Georgia Film Festival. It's going to be happening early March over in Valdosta right after a word from our sponsors.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in the studio today, Willie's new friend, because I and Colin have really hit it off here. Jason Wilson.
We're best friends.
We're best pals. He likes the cramps.
Best friends that anyone could
We got Jason Wilson. He is a filmmaker, documentarian. There's a lot of things you can call him. And he just put out a great documentary. It's called Troublemaker. It is the story of an Atlanta-based pop culture personality, Phantom Troublemaker, whose real name is Dave West. And I think that's important to mention because, I don't want to, spoilers here, but Mr. West was really known for his personality, on this character that he plays, whether it be at Comic-Con doing game shows or whether it be on his podcast or his film commentaries. And there's a major point in the documentary, where he takes a step back and wants to take he's proud of his legacy. He's proud of what he's accomplished in Atlanta and beyond. And he wanted to remove his mask and let people know who he really was. And for us as the viewer, we got to know him from the very beginning, but it's really cool that, on a wider scale, he wanted to be proud of his own self and mm-hmm. about what he's done.
Right.
So, I'm going to be sure to call him by his name, Dave West. So I would like to talk a bit about the process, because I don't think folks realize how much time has to go into a documentary.
It's It takes a while. My last one was, it took about 3.5 to 4 years to do, and the punk rock one. And this one, I spent a year following him and then about a year and a half editing. It takes a long time. And part of that, you know, I mean, honestly, I could have shot this thing for a month and put out a 3-minute thing. I kind of shot until I felt like we've got what we got, you know, and we didn't know what we were going to get out of this. He and I had decided early on, let's not announce this. Let's not tell anybody we're doing it. Let's see where this goes. There may be no story here. And you know what? Worst case scenario, you come away with pretty footage that you can put on your website or whatever of here's what I do. And, you know, that'll be cool. There were no expectations. I didn't do GoFundMes. I self-financed. So there was no pressure. This could have been 5 minutes. It could have been an hour and a half. I mean, you know, we just did what we did. And I think that made the process a little bit easier. But I followed him for a solid year from October of 2016 until September of 2017. And I didn't start the editing process until November of 2017. I gave it a month or so to just, you know, gather my marbles. And part of that is my process. I have to step back away from things and just wrap my head around what's going on. And honestly, I wasn't sure up until Dragon Con, I wasn't sure if I had a film. And I told him that. I said, you know, this may just be a little 5-minute fluff piece about you we'll put on YouTube and we'll be done with it because you're too nice. There's
like
no conflict.
Humans of Atlanta piece.
There you go. And that was actually part of where this came from also. I didn't really talk about that earlier, but in the discussing what I was going to do, I had this idea of ordinary people that had extraordinary circumstances. And I was going to do a 3-piece thing, one of them being a local artist. Each would be about 5 to 10 minutes long. It would make one film. He was going to be, Troublemaker would be the other one. And then the third would be I believe he's a homeless man. I see up on the triangle where 61 and 166 connect. I haven't seen him in a while, but I was going to go talk to him about shooting something, following him, and do this little kind of slice of life in, you know, we're not rural, but I don't know. We're out in the sticks a little bit. This American life that, you know, people lead and these different circumstances people all have. And I may still go back to that artist. He lives locally and does some cool stuff. But I ended up just deciding, you know what, I'm running with Troublemaker for now. I'm just going to do one thing. And also another interesting detail you were talking about his real name. One of the discussions he and I had very early on was, do I put like a little mosaic over your face? Like during these interviews and stuff.
Like the Banksy documentary, yeah.
Yeah, because I had no idea he was going to take off his mask. He didn't tell me that. So when I shot it and I, you know, as soon as he yanks his mask off in the middle of that Dragon Con panel, and he announces to the world, I'm Dave West and I'm sick of this, I zoomed in because it was like, oh, wow, look at that. Look what he's doing. And that was a discussion we had, though, was do we keep you secret? And would that be kind of fun? And, you know, he decided to reveal himself midway through. He plays his cards close to his chest, so there was a lot that went on that I didn't know was going to happen until it happened.
Well, and honestly, and I, you know, I'm not trying to presume too much here, but I do feel, you know, towards the end of the documentary where he wants to take a step back and spend more time with his family and just celebrate what he's accomplished up to this point, all I could think was, well, you know, he also realized that he had this really compelling documentary that he knows will sort of solidify that time in his life. And I wondered if that sort of gave him some peace to be like, you know, I can take a step back now because this sort of captured this wonderful time in my life.
I think so. I think he's, he says it at the end, you know, we have this kind of, it's kind of a sad ending to some degree where, you know, he just doesn't have as much going on anymore. He stepped back to deal with his family and, you know, just be a dad and stuff because he realizes that time with his child is slipping away and maybe I need to step back from doing all the activities I do, slow it down and pay more attention to, you know, just being with the family and stuff. And I've done the exact same thing over the last 3 or 4 years. I've slowed down on all my side stuff because I've got kids, I've got a wife, mortgage, the whole bit too. I think that it just occurred to him that where am I going with this? This is fun. This is great. And I'm happy with what I've achieved. Now is the time maybe to, you know, enjoy these years.
Sure. Well, I wanted to ask about the film festival circuit. I mean, it's something that very few folks understand or know what it's like to be a part of. So, you know, you make the film, you finish it, you edit it, you render it. It's great. You're proud of it. Dave's proud of it. what's the next step? How did you get into this film festival circuit here?
You send money to a lot of people, and then they kind of shove you down to the ground and rub your face in the dirt a little bit and tell you, no, it's not good enough, not good enough. No. it's sort of true. But no, you submit through a website that most of them all use called Film Freeway. You upload all your stuff, the film, the trailer, all the bits, and they have a list of film festivals, and you can go through, and each one costs money to submit to. And you hopefully get in or you don't. They send you notifications. I think I'm scheduled up to, I believe, January of 2021 is the last notification I have at this point, unless I continue submitting. And I probably won't go beyond that. I can't put it out on DVD. I can't have showings or anything like that. I'm not supposed to have showings or anything like that until it is done. Once you start selling DVDs, nobody wants it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's part of the problem too, is, you know, you don't get into, a lot of times you won't get into multiple film festivals within the same state if it's been shown anywhere within the state. So I'm getting turned down from different Atlanta film festivals and things like that because I've shown it in Augusta. I've shown it at Dragon Con this past year. They had a screening.
And you're going to, very fitting, showing it at Dragon Con, and you're going to be in Valdosta.
We're going to be at the South Georgia Film Festival in Valdosta. I believe it's at the college down there.
Yes, indeed. From March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yep.
8th.
And I believe there's going to be a panel discussion and things like that. And the film festivals are fun. Some of them you go to, and they're great. They're well done. The one, my favorite thus far, is the one in Augusta, the Black Cat Picture Show. Anybody has a chance to go to that, they're amazing. I've been to some that were not good, and I left within 2 minutes of my film starting because nobody was there. They didn't advertise, and it was just, you know, they're projecting it on like a blank wall or something. Just, sure. The whole thing was kind of a mess, so... you know, you run the gambit of what to expect. You never know what's going to happen.
For sure. So so how many have you been to this just in this past year, or at least for this production?
How many have I been to, or yeah, how many has the film been shown at?
It's
been shown at a lot of them. It's played everywhere from L.A. to New York, Miami, Indiana, Iowa, Reno. It won Best Feature at Scum Dance. It won Best Feature at May Day Film Festival, which is up in Indiana. Scum Dance is of Reno. Toronto, it played recently. I've been to probably 6 or 7 different ones. I have a general rule. If it's within 10 hours driving, then I'll go.
Sure.
Usually, if I see they're not advertising at all. And some of them are, you know, they're not doing quite as much. But if there's absolutely zero social media presence and zero advertising that I see, it's like, I don't think I need to drive to South Carolina for that one. But, you know, at some of them you go and you get to speak and, you know, they'll have you on a panel or whatever. Some of them you just go and they just play a bunch of movies in a row. You never know.
That's very true. Well, we need to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jason Wilson, filmmaker and director of Troublemaker, and a bit more about where to go from here right after a word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Dos, tres, catorce. And we're back to Community Voice. Joining me in the studio today, we got Jason Wilson, Carrollton resident, filmmaker, all-around fun guy. His film, Troublemaker, it's a story about Atlanta-based pop culture personality, Phantom Troublemaker. This guy knows everything about everything. And yeah, he wore a luchador mask. and it's a very fascinating documentary. It's been in the film festival circuits for a while now. And if you want to catch it, it's going to be at the South Georgia Film Festival at Valdosta State University on March 6th, 7th, and 8th. A day pass to that festival is $15. A festival pass is $40, and you can attend the parties with that. And that also includes Friday's kickoff at the Georgia Beer Company. So you were just mentioning during the break, you actually hired you actually worked with the college in terms of producing this documentary.
Well, basically, West Georgia, the University of West Georgia has Media Day, and they have one coming up in a couple of weeks that I'm going to miss because of the South Georgia Film Festival. But I would go there and I would meet students and I would hire them to come help me, or at least get them on productions just to get them credit or something. And I'm a firm believer in not having anybody do free work, so I try to pay them. So over the years, I've met a lot of students from Media Day and brought them on productions, things like that. And this one guy in particular, I actually did some research just to see how long ago I met this guy, knowing I was coming in here. I think I met him, I think the email was back from 2015, and he just kind of persisted. He kept emailing me, hey, got anything coming up? And I reached out to him at some point in 2016, said, let me see your camera reel. I knew I needed help on the DragonCon shoot. It was too much for me to do by myself. I needed just general DragonCon footage, and I'm going to be following Dave all day. I don't have time to set the scene. So I hired him for the day, and he didn't need to be there but till 5 o'clock and then shoot the game show with me that night as a second camera. But his name's Travis Cooper. I brought him on, and he became my second unit director because he showed up early that morning. He shot the parade. He stayed the entire day. I mean, most of the DragonCon footage is him.
Great footage
that Dave is not in. Yeah, exactly. He's a great kid. I call him a kid. He's probably 25 now, but either way, but he was great. He helped me out. It saved my life, doing this thing. Got a lot of great footage, and I couldn't have told the story of DragonCon to me. Like, if you didn't know what DragonCon was, you needed this B-roll to see all the craziness that goes on.
Well, we only have about 3 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you real quick, what's the next step? What are you going to do from here?
I believe the next step is going to be take a break for a moment, see what happens. What happens once you finish these films a lot of times is you get offers to do other things, but everybody wants to typecast you. So when I finished the punk documentary, I had 6 different offers to do 6 different punk rock documentaries about clubs and bands and everything else. In this case, I have no doubt that I'll get a bunch of nerds wanting me to do their story now.
Well, I was wanting to talk to you about it. No. go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
No, that's all I got. I really don't have any direction from here. We'll probably put out the DVD. Dave jokingly said we'd put out the soundtrack. My kids actually did the soundtrack for the movie. So we're going to see where it goes from here, but I have no plans.
Well, I know that whatever you end up doing, I hope that you'll come back and talk to us about it. You've got a couple of minutes left here. Where can folks find out more information about you, website, social media?
You can look up Troublemaker on Facebook. We have a presence there. Duck's Paw Productions is my production company. You can look them up on Facebook also. And hopefully this thing will be out on DVD probably within the year. Hopefully. I have to see what's going to happen with all the film festival stuff and all that.
Excellent. Well, and if you want to see Troublemaker on the big screen, just Google the South Georgia Film Festival. That's going on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Valdosta State University. Jason, what a pleasure meeting you, and thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Excellent. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on Monday.